This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Whoops, I hit the wrong mic. I hit the wrong button. I got so many buttons. Buttons. The best buttons at the lowest prices right here on Cube Talk America.
Champagne early.
Well, it's either interior buttons or external buttons. I'm not sure. Oh, I'm going to need more of that in a minute. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, hi, everybody. It is the show. It's our reunion special. We took a little summer break for 3 weeks, and now we're back. And aren't you happy? Everybody in the chat room, Mama Di, Jenny, Joe D, Summer's in there, Dan's in there. Oh, I'm sure other people are there that I haven't seen the names of.
That's Danny. Danny and Summer are already asleep.
They went to bed.
Yeah.
Well, I can still thank them.
I know you can.
There's that.
Yeah.
The wind came sweeping down the plains.
Sweeping through. That's right.
Well, if you didn't listen to our first hour, go back, listen to it. You're going to find out everything that happened over the course of our little break. And now you're going to find out about headlines, because that's what we start right here in the second hour. Well, a man is suing his ex-girlfriend, or actually already sued her, I'm sorry. But here's what happens. People in love do strange things, but sabotaging their partner's career is not typically one of them. A Canadian court has ruled what Jennifer Lee did to her boyfriend by deleting an email that he had received from a prestigious music school and replacing it with a fake rejection note. Not really what you should be doing. On Wednesday, Ontario Superior Court Judge David Corbet found that Jennifer deliberately stalled the career of her then-boyfriend, Eric Abramovitz, back in 2014, when the two of them were music students at McGill University in Montreal. Corbett charged Corbett. I'm going to go with Corbett.
Corbett.
Sure, whatever. It's French.
It's
Is it E-T or E-T-T?
It's E-T-T.
That's Corbett.
Corbett. Like, Corbett awarded...
from Sex and the City. Mm-hmm.
The Corbett awarded a judgment worth $260,000 in U.S. dollars as a payback. In late 2013, listen to what this girl did. He had applied to study at Colburn Conservatory of Music in L.A., and he's the famed clarinet teacher who taught it accepts only two new students each year. Each one receives a full scholarship that covers tuition, room and board, and money for other expenses.
Jenny.
Now, perhaps the most important thing is the chosen few are virtually guaranteed a high-paying symphony career upon the graduation from this school. Abramovitz went through an extensive screening process, included a live audition in February 2014, and he felt completely confident that he would be accepted. But a few weeks later, he received a rejection email.
Mm-hmm.
He was crushed and chose to finish his bachelor's degree at the McGill University he was already enrolled in.
Let me guess, she was there too.
Right. 2 years passed before... Abramovitz discovered that he'd actually been accepted and that his girlfriend, who he was dating at the time, had forged the rejection note. Abramovitz told the court that Jennifer had access to his email and was able to delete the real acceptance letter before he could see it. He said that she also impersonated him and sent the school a declining letter after he got the fake decline. Her alleged motive was to keep him from moving away. Mm-hmm. His ex-girlfriend, obviously that was her motive, for sabotaging his music career so he wouldn't leave her. After earning his degree at McGill, Abramovitz was still determined to learn at the clarinet place in L.A., so he entered a two-year certificate program at the University of Southern California, which allowed him much less study time with the master teacher, but he didn't even get a full scholarship. But when he met him, this teacher that he was trying to get into, he says... He says, why did you reject me? And he says, wait a minute, why did you reject me? And they figured out when he showed him the fake rejection notice, he goes, I have never seen that. I sent you. And then showed him the acceptance letter that he'd received in 2014. So they eventually figured all this crap out. So he got $260,000 for this. But he has moved on. They are no longer dating.
You'd hope so.
She tried to deny it. But the evidence was completely overwhelming.
Her canoe story ends differently.
Yes. Slightly.
She did not say yes. No.
After they broke up, she then blocked him on all the social medias, and then they only spoke through lawyers after this whole thing was done. But
can't imagine why.
Yeah, right? That's probably for the best.
Crazy person.
Yeah, she's totally crazy. She didn't want to lose him because she knew he would go and be successful.
And like have a life and a future and a career and be happy.
Now, God forbid. Here he is with his clarinet, which he has a better relationship with.
Oh, he's adorable.
He looks like the Wolfman.
He totally looks like the Wolfman.
You're right.
Yep.
But apparently he plays a mean clarinet.
I feel like Katherine Heigl will play her in the movie.
Totally.
Yeah, they won't even make it to theaters.
Yeah.
Straight to your DirecTV.
That's right.
If Catherine's not available, Amy Adams might too.
Yeah. No, but Amy Adams is good, though.
I know.
Yep.
She's in the running. All right. Speaking of good relationships.
I'm so mad at that girl.
Yeah, we hate her.
A man returned to his New Jersey home on Monday night to find both his wife and her lover dead in the garage.
Dum, dum, damn it, you should have told me. I could have had that queued up.
The pair apparently died of carbon monoxide poisoning while having sex in the car.
Shut up.
There it is.
If only they had a recently installed carbon monoxide detector to alert them.
Fabulous. Well played.
So tragic.
That was really good.
39-year-old woman and her 56-year-old lover, who, parenthetically, sources believe was her mechanic.
Oh.
Something wrong with your chassis, ma'am? Can I lube up your chassis?
Let me look at that muffler bearings.
Come on, yeah. Your muffler bearings are a little loose there.
Your carburetor.
I'm going to give you a little tune-up there, man.
Back to the perfume counter for you.
That ain't smelling so fresh.
Right. Oh, shit. That's good.
Well, they were discovered just before 9 p.m. on Monday at a house in Newark, the lovely Newark, New Jersey. Sources say the wife and the mechanic were having sex in the car in the garage when they were both killed by poison gas.
Wouldn't the mechanic know better?
Wouldn't you think?
Well,
wouldn't
he was in the throes of passion.
Yeah.
Right.
His dipstick got stuck and there was just nothing to do.
There it is. There it is.
Honey, you're just not doing it for me. I'm getting sleepy.
Right.
Yeah. Let's just take a nap. I thought I was going to come, but I guess we're just going to doze off.
There wasn't enough lube.
The
chicken or the egg?
Clearly her.
And then what do you think? How do you think he, like...
He got stuck.
He didn't even know.
No, because he was... Just
out. Taking your dirt nap.
Yeah, she noticed.
Can
if
I check
he
under your hood, ma'am?
Pumping and pumping.
Right,
Jenny.
She would have noticed first. She wouldn't have never noticed. Well,
and there's always a worry about a lethal gas. You know what I mean? What'd you have for dinner?
Sources believe that the wife was paying for her car work with the sex. So maybe he was just in it for to get his money's worth.
You bet.
Shit, that fixing your car is expensive.
It fucking is.
I spent $1,000 on new tires.
I had to put all new hoses on while I was in San Diego. Like, I literally, yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all of my coolant was in the garage. I was like, fuck. Guess I'm spending a day on the the garage instead of on the beach.
You should have spent, half an hour in the car in the garage and then gone to the beach and had your car fixed for free.
Same. Look at that.
Apparently, it would have killed me, though.
All right, that's true.
Pretty glad I didn't.
Leave the garage door open.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, that's we're great. Back
turn
to the why it's better to have the curtains and not the door for the garage.
See?
Sure.
Good
do
point. They come in garage door size?
Marnie,
back to you.
Yep.
The mechanic just thought she was gassy. Jenny, check your doshas. That's funny. However much you took, that's the right amount.
That's right. I feel good about it. Speaking of feeling good about it,
hey,
there's if you have 82 grams of anything shoved into your cooch, you might.
If it's Tuesday, it must be 82 grams.
This feels like 82 grams.
But my cooter can hold.
That's really not that much, though. That's
it's
really
not.
You look a little,
you look
a little puffy.
Yeah.
Down there.
You're feeling a little full.
It's a meaty tuck.
It's like a meatball. It's like a meatball.
It's a meaty tuck.
What the fuck is wrong with all of you?
You got in your underwear,
this is what
lady.
We do every week,
I was watching 90 Day Fiancé earlier,
Jesus.
The one from Thailand was talking about this ping pong bar where a girl goes around and picks shit up with her naked badge, like ping pongs, and she also can open beer bottles with her naked badge.
I follow a lady
but
on
Instagram. But do you want her to? No!
We found, and I still follow her on Instagram, a lady that literally picks up heavy items.
Oh yeah.
You remember that story.
Yeah.
Elevator going up.
Yeah.
Elevator going down.
Fuck,
you know what I mean?
That's wrong.
Kegel, I made you out of clay. Kegel.
There's like a rope and then like a case of champagne. And she's
I'll
just standing over a,
I'd
over
be
a
so
cliff.
That champagne, bro.
Jump down, turn around, pick a bottle, cut. Kegel.
You know, usually.
Smart.
I like it.
Can I have some more, please, sir?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Should you?
Pour it away. So police.
Atta girl.
And, usually I'm going to say Florida. But it's sister state of Wisconsin. Police find 82 grams of drugs in Wisconsin woman's vagina. She hid those drugs in a plastic bag. She's really not pretty. A Wisconsin woman is facing felony drug charges after police say they found this 82 grams. Desiree Webster, 20 years old, was arrested in Shawano After police pulled over her 1997 Monte Carlo.
Ooh.
I'm saying.
Props to the car. Yep. I'm going to give it up for keeping an eye on Monte Carlo on the road. Right. Yeah.
Her companion, 39-year-old Jamal
Slightly Jerrall, older than the car.
McCollum, a convicted drug dealer, not a good sign,
sad,
was also in the car. Officers pulled over the car after getting a tip.
Just the tip, ma'am.
Yep. That McCollum might be selling heroin, cocaine, marijuana, meth, and other drugs.
So 82 grams of each.
So is it like a vending machine?
Yeah. You hit the belly button
you
in the right
put
place.
Put in a dollar. Is it a quarter?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Let's read on.
Whatever comes out, it's yours. 25 cents.
Police said that McCollum's MO was to travel with a woman who would slip the drugs into her vag if police stopped them. So he just found random 20-year-olds, apparently. A police dog showed up.
With 84 ounces in the room.
Rocky used to do that, right? Like, just come in and sniff you. He would have been great at that.
He would nose punch. He would have been good drug dog.
A police dog showed up, particular interest in the driver's seat.
Not just vaginas.
Where Webster had been sitting.
I'm going to need you to stop.
Just the phrase nose punch. I wasn't sure where that was going.
Anyway.
I don't know where this whole story is going.
Yeah. Well,
here's what I got. I got a meatballs worth of heroin. There. And some bajingo.
So the chick is sitting there in the passenger seat.
Didn't I use that to pay you for those tickets last week?
Bajingo Unchained is what
Venmo.
I said.
The bajingo app. Is that how I paid for dinner? My bajingo paid for dinner.
So my bajingo has a first name.
Cash App.
It's Cash App. Cash App.
We're all using the Cash App now. Since Christ. We got to look at her bajingo.
Well, see, they tried the strip search, right? But they can't go digging, right? You can't just go digging. So they had to
Two
do a
spoons,
CT scan.
Some kind of salad tongs.
You're going to feel a slight there. Pressure. Yeah, anyway, they had to take her to a hospital, do a CT scan of her pelvic area, and it looked like a plastic bag about the size of a human fist.
A meatball. See, I told you.
Oh.
Anyway, so it's not uncommon for this to happen, apparently, which is startling.
Whoa. So that means that she was used to the size of a fist up there all the time.
It's common. You would see the...
She goes horseback riding, yeah, swimming, right. All the things you do with a tampon.
She has an active lifestyle. She can climb stairs.
She does. She swims. It's fine.
She can side saddle. She's lovely.
She can go on a jet ski with some sort of a strap.
So here's the breakdown of the meatball.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. We had 36.67 grams of cocaine.
You sure could.
Should we be adding this
14.72 grams of meth.
Oh.
27.8 grams of synthetic weed. 6 MDMA, which are ecstasy pills. Mm. They gave us these.
Thank you for the breakdown.
Yep. 1.26 grams of marijuana. Murphy said that if the bag had erupted, she would have likely died.
Should have been happy for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it said. With the cocaine, you're likely going to be in this excited delirium state, and the heart's going to be going really fast.
And with the ecstasy, you're probably dancing
fever.
A little too.
But you know what? We're forgetting.
And then it'll shut down and you'll die.
That, like, nature just has a way of dealing with that.
Yeah.
So vaginas are magic and can handle that.
Well,
Republicans told us that.
That's true.
Hot. I don't know what you're doing.
No.
Hot.
Exactly.
Well,
I think the
Webster.
Meth is breaking out on her.
McCollum was. I mean, he got charged a little bit, but she got charged with 6 felony drug counts.
And she had meth in her veg.
She sure did. And she was telling.
Sure she never did, has Bob. A second cup at home.
She sure did, Bob. And in case anyone wants to, you can go.
You
to
can
do a whole show like old timey newscasts.
And look up Desiree Webster, vagina smuggler.
In local news, lady woman has vagina full of drugs. Film at 11.
You can also see a photo gallery of accused vagina smugglers.
There's a
gallery.
We've got to find this.
It's just the smuggler, folks. It's just the smugglers.
Their faces?
Yes.
Or their smuggling
devices? Yeah, I was just going to say.
They literally just googled accused vagina smugglers.
Yeah, there are 8 of them.
There's a movie. Who's going to star in that movie?
I feel like we've...
I think Katherine Heigl's available.
Yeah.
What's that?
He's not a vagina smuggler.
He's probably... Well,
you don't know his business.
Christina LaFave. You don't fucking know.
was a Las Vegas masseuse and was accused of snatching a customer's $35,000 Rolex.
Snatching.
Can you imagine? What? Like, she's like, oh, I'll just massage your hair. And keep massaging.
With her vajayjay,
with
she
her
got
badge.
Up?
Vajingle. Well, what you call it? Like the, what does she show. Call it? The vajingle?
Vajingo.
I hate sometimes when I do jumping jacks. How do these people hold this shit in?
Chaos.
Elevator going up. Elevator going down.
What kind of jumping jacks are you doing?
Well, and you remember when we talked about
that. Do you just go
that.
Completely loose when you jumping jack? Is it just like a...
I think that's inappropriate.
Too. Well, just, you guys have to remember Dallas Archer. I mean, my God. Do you remember? She allegedly was driving.
Just squeeze shut the sphincter or raise your arm.
Do not sneeze. Whatever you do, don't sneeze.
Well, this woman couldn't sneeze. I mean, my God, poor 19-year-old Dallas Archer during a strip search.
Poor girl.
A female corrections officer discovered a loaded 5-shot, 4-inch, 22 caliber mini revolver in her vag.
Listen, we could do an entire show.
It was stolen a year earlier,
right? We could do an entire show about the things they got inside the ladies.
Was it?
I'll take your 84 grams. I'll raise you a half a pound of cocaine just on a Google search.
Stop.
In case you were wondering, a half a pound is 226 grams.
Good Lord.
That's three fists.
Right.
Well, this
how my hands, Bob?
This looks like a goddamn football is what it looks like.
This Webster gal, she had a much smaller vagina.
Do you think that these three-fist women have had children the natural way? Because there's no way somebody who hasn't birthed a baby can hold that much shit
that's
in
That's actually
right?
not true. No, that's not true. I'm very stressed.
She's been practicing with things going in before she gets one out.
Well,
you could.
It could happen.
No.
You don't know.
Moving
I have
on.
No words. I have no words.
Yeah.
No.
Next caller, Al Perkins.
Well, these ones have been holding their urine for a couple days. The 12 members of a junior soccer team transfixed a global audience with their dramatic rescue from a cave in northern Thailand will be denied the opportunity to attend Sunday's World Cup final. One of the first things that they asked when the divers reached them were the scores for the soccer matches. Yeah. They wanted to know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so...
secondly, do you have oxygen?
Yeah,
right. Can you get me to the hospital?
I have to alert Bobby Early and Jacob Treiweiler.
So
because we were betting on them to show up at the finals.
Oh yeah.
So, soccer's international governing body FIFA or FIFA extended an offer to host the players at the final, which will be held at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium between France and the winner of Wednesday's second semifinal involving Croatia and England. However, following their harrowing ordeal. The youngsters from the Wild Boars Football Club near Chiang Rai, I don't know, were instructed to remain in hospital for at least 7 days for monitoring by medical staff. I guess there's a lot of worry they're quarantining them about what was in the water, and they drank. They were, like, getting the drippings off the wall for a while, make sure they didn't get too much bat dung in their systems. So they're actually being quarantined for a while.
They won't even let their parents hug them.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They have to go through a battery of tests because they should not have been down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they kicked over a couple of danger, do not enter signs to get in.
Oh, okay. See, my question still is this, and nobody, and I haven't read it, I haven't figured out this. Why in the hell is this coach taking all these kids into this cave to begin with? And... You're 3 miles in.
Maybe.
At one point, weren't you like, you know, maybe we should go back?
Well, we don't know if they were cut off. We don't know at what point they were cut off and decided they couldn't get out, but they had to go, like, maybe there was an exit somewhere else.
Oh, I need to.
That was again, one of the thoughts.
The whenever this the movie of the week comes out of this.
It'll be delightful.
Kate Jackson.
Katherine Heigl will be, she's available.
Right, Katherine Heigl will play, we believe Mark Wahlberg and Zac Efron will play rescue divers.
I love it.
We're hoping for a Menudo reunion.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that'd be good. Ricky Martin would show up.
I'm not kidding. I've been following a comment thread on this all day long on Facebook, like predicting the cast of the movie.
God.
We're pretty sure The Rock is going to play the coach.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I love it.
Guarantees international box office. Yeah. I think it's smart.
I love it.
At some point, he can say no to a movie role.
He's just
he
not
needs
gonna.
To.
No.
He was so cute in that one with the little girl, though.
Oh.
Moana?
Oh, that was really cute.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. That's why I looked at you like this.
Shut up. It was like his daughter and like he...
We're going to need more words.
Daddy's Samoan? Is that the movie? I don't know.
Papa Samoan.
But you know what, though? He's turned into a guilty pleasure
Jackie Chang
the hotel bed day at the movies because his movies have started to make it onto basic cable.
Yeah.
So when I have my hotel day... Sandy Bullock isn't still on every day.
Right, she's doing less.
I've had to watch.
Suddenly you're watching the remake of Baywatch and weirdly enjoying it.
No, 20. Okay.
Zac Efron. Yeah.
22 Jump Street.
Oh,
makes me laugh till I pee a little bit. And I'm not even
kidding. You're not doing Jumpy Jacks either.
Jackie Chan played the.
Jackie Chan played the diver. Funny. Only
Too
if
soon?
He has to beat the shit out of somebody. So I mean, it was I liked that story, and I was really hoping that the timing would work. So I was waiting to see like what they would do about the World Cup. But I love that they were still they're still just young boys. They're 12 to 16 years old.
What I imagine will happen now is whoever actually wins the whole final, because
we'll go see them.
Katie Turr is she was so excited about it today at MSNBC because she's. I guess the final two could be either, is it London?
England and Croatia.
England and France. So she's hoping that it's France and England or whatever the fuck. That's what she's hoping for. Anywho, I bet whoever wins it will probably host them and fly them to wherever they are and do a big thing. And even though there's...
Well, if they're out of...
They'll probably play an exhibition game with them or something, I would imagine.
Yeah. If not, we should arrange it.
It was called The Game Plan, and it was from 2007, and it was adorable. The Rock.
Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember.
With the little girl and him? Okay. Got it.
It was really sweet. I saw none of that.
It was really sweet.
Absolutely. So your turn. That was my short story.
That's all right. A Polish environmental group that was using a mobile phone transmitter to track migratory movements of a stork has now received a phone bill of $2,650 after the bird went missing in Sudan. And then somebody started using the SIM card out of the GPS tracker to then make phone calls. Like many other storks who nest in Poland in the summer, an adult stork had begun his southward migration to Africa back in 2017. Thanks to a SIM card transmitter, the ecological group was able to track his GPS movements and then post details about his journey online. The bird's last signal came from Sudan on April 26th, but later the group then heard that some 20 hours of phone calls have been made using the SIM card out of the GPS tracker.
So is the stork dead?
The comment, hang on. I was laughing trying to get there. According to the association spokesperson, he said, "We think the stork's probably not alive anymore."
After the SIM card extraction.
That's it.
Sorry.
<The end.
laughs> I didn't mean to step on your
punchline. It doesn't try to be a happy story for anybody.
I felt like there was a follow-up to how the stork fared.
Yeah. Not exactly. We don't know the time of death or how, but the only person that got out good in the story was the one making phone calls.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But
seriously,
free airtime.
So if you ever want to talk somebody out of a beach vacation, here's how you do it. You get on. I think it's called Ishin, or I don't think it's Ocean Seek. It's like Ishin Seek.
Here she
shark
goes.
Shark Marnie, tracker. Just Google shark tracker.
No.
Oh.
You see all of the tagged sharks. And you see exactly where they're swimming for the last 3 years.
Oh, does Kevin Dasso use this against you?
No.
We go to the beach in a week. Why? Yeah. Why? Yep. Why?
It's O-Search. O-C-E-A-R-C-H.
Again.
What? Listen.
Now I'm never going to get to go to the goddamn ocean.
You sure
You'll
can.
Be fine.
You can.
I you just sure know can. When...
Sure can.
Listen,
sure
we're going to check.
Let's get married first. You sure can. We'll get married first, and then we'll get an insurance policy.
Yeah. I'm a public school teacher.
I'm on
not
it.
Much
I
there.
Just want
get
to
a peasant.
Say,
get a peasant plan on her.
Take a video in case you get bit by a shark so that I can see you on Shark Week.
GoPros are not that expensive.
Remember, the important thing is to be on Shark Week, not to live to see Shark Week.
Right, for real, right?
To be on Shark Week.
Oh, my God.
That's the goal.
Stop it.
Oh, what'd you see, Marnie?
No, just something. A lot.
Oh, my gosh. May 15th in San Diego. Look at that.
You got to pull that up.
Let's see if I can find a screenshot of
May's
this.
May 2 months ago, everybody.
But the best part about it is...
he could still be around.
You can, because it's only the tag sharks. But you can pick a shark and make them your pet and like follow them and see where they swim.
Oh, my God.
And it'll tell you how big they are.
Some of them are seals, though. This is a seal.
They're all seals.
No.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know your business.
I'm saying.
But you can pull up the... double payout. Double payout for death by shark. Yeah, get that clause.
Oh, no. It's not that it's a seal. It's that the shark ate the seal.
Oh.
Hooray!
Oh, what is wrong with you?
See?
It's a well-fed shark.
The circle of life.
Yeah, right?
I have no idea how that song goes. Could you tell by the way it ended?
How the hell is there a shark up here in, like, North Dakota?
Right?
Well, at least it's on further south.
607 pounds. Oh my God!
Yeah, they have names like Rocky and Bullwinkle and Denver
and Squirrel, Moose and Squirrel,
Moose and Squirrel.
I may have made the last
and the
one
raccoon.
Up.
Oh, the West. No, the West Coast. According to this, the West Coast only has two. The East Coast
has
is
a
full,
shit ton.
Full up on shark.
I know, right?
Exactly.
I can't figure out how to zoom in though. I'm
places
gonna play with this.
Oh no, you got to trust me when I
That's
tell
what
you.
She said.
I got obsessed with this
diving
motherfucker.
In.
Oh yeah.
I mean, for real. Yeah. He's still alive, for Christ's sake. What are you...
Oh, how funny. The shark thing up... Oh, it's actually in Minnesota. It's actually the Jimmy Buffett tour. That's what this is. It's a shark profile.
It ate the Jimmy Buffett
no,
tour?
No, that's where... Like, because there's literally... The other ones are just markers. This one actually shows up...
She's like
a little,
paradise,
little shark
friends.
Pin. And it's a... It's the Jimmy Buffett tour.
I'm sorry, I don't approve of Jimmy Buffett.
Oh,
the musical, the,
yeah,
the experience.
I went to a Jimmy Buffett concert in college.
You're going to Cali? Is that where you're going for this thing? Oh, there's, you're fine. Where are you going?
Only two sharks. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It's a big ocean.
Two sharks.
Yeah. But there's.
We're going to the dog beach.
Well, in Ocean Beach, sure.
But where is it? Closer to San Diego?
Or yeah,
is it closer?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh, there's only one.
It's just the other side of the harbor from. Mm-hmm. From where I stay.
Oh, this shark was on the pier at Santa Monica.
Oh, good.
He was on the Ferris wheel. He's fine.
Oh, fine. Right.
You're
right,
going to be
right,
fine.
Right,
he
right.
Free,
he got free admission, or does he have to pay?
It's free.
It's free.
He got him.
Because it's nautical week.
Well, I'm going to find the
swim up dining. That's what they call it.
He's got his mouse ears.
You know what we did see, though, was a shit ton of fucking dolphins. Like every day, afternoon, they were out there like playing in the surf.
Okay, so for reals, dolphins are a good sign because dolphins do attack sharks.
Yeah.
So
really,
you are safer around.
They
dolphins.
Bop them with their noses.
They bop them with their noses, and they
beat the crap
steer
out of
clear.
Them.
Bottle nose.
Oh, how interesting!
So if you're swimming around,
they're
seals,
like the jabs of fish.
That's not a smart move.
Oh, look at you! Look
that's
at you!
Awesome.
I saw a seal once.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Real close.
They're
to
like
me.
The jabs of fish.
Dolphins.
And it's like Flipper. What do you mean, Timmy's in the well? Flassie, I'm sorry.
Flipper,
close.
We're in the water. It's a long way to that fucking well.
Right, that's the.
Where'd fucking... you run into Tim in the ocean, bitch?
Wow.
I love it.
Part of him's over there, part of him's over there.
No. That's awful. I like it.
Timmy died.
It's Jimmy, your story.
Whose story? Is it Bonnie's story?
Oh,
is
it sure. My bad.
No.
So I
got distracted by the sharks.
No, it's hers. Because I sent you the
damn it. I'm such a loser of a story, I couldn't segue out.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What am I supposed to do?
You sent me something? Well, I sent you something that is. All will right. Take up most of
I will stall
and
so
then
you can pull up Marnie's stuff.
I forget what your story's even about.
See?
Distracted
I don't.
Distracted by the sharks.
I don't even know either.
Yeah, I snuck that in because they wouldn't
I'm
let me have
read
an
it for
obsession
the first time
second.
Right now. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, is this a video? You want me to play a video?
Yeah. Okay. It's just a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I queued up another
is
video.
Is it the lesbians getting married
but
in
no,
Vegas commercial?
No, I already did that one.
Oh,
but not
yeah,
now.
We did
Cat's
that one
gone.
Like a month ago.
Huh?
Cat's going now.
Yeah.
We'll go.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gives me time to queue up this video.
That's right.
God damn it.
Sorry.
St. Johns County, Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
St. Johns County deputies hope the public can help them identify a man who used a fake $100 bill to buy beer and candy bars.
Well played. Well
nice.
Played.
This
nice.
Weekend at a Walgreens. That's right. According to the incident report, the man spent $13.58. on an 18-pack of natural ice.
Nice.
Natty
ice.
Ice.
That's your first sign.
I love
and
that.
And two.
That he's not going to have a $100 bill.
That's right.
We used to shoplift that shit in high school. We used to just stuff
oh
our
gosh,
waistbands with it.
They put it there for you to shoplift.
Right, and they were like, please take it.
Yeah, here's some Utah variety natty ice. It was like 1% alcohol anyway. Here, children, just have it.
Yeah, run. That's fine.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know about Utah beer?
No.
It's literally weaker than the rest of the country. No. Yeah, Utah beer is like 2%.
Like you can wring it out of a T-shirt.
Like, even
and get...
in Minnesota, honestly, on Sundays they sell 3-2 beer.
Yeah,
and I think that
it's Utah
Utah's,
beer.
Yeah, but isn't it?
No,
even
Utah.
Less?
Utah's like 3-2.
3-2.
Well.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, on Sundays
your average Bud Light is about 4.5% alcohol. Your Utah Bud Light is 3% alcohol.
Bitch,
I know.
And Minnesota on Sundays, same.
In any event.
What the fuck is wrong with German people? All right, go ahead.
So he buys his 18-pack of Natty Ice, 2 Payday candy bars, and 2 Almond Joys, all for $13.58. I feel like he got a pretty good deal.
I don't eat either of those candy bars, and I don't drink that beer. I would not be friends with him.
The story's not about you.
Well,
everything's about me, Clayton.
No,
everything.
It's not.
Don't you
world.
Know?
Aaron World.
Those of you who are in charge of math will understand that this man walked out of Walgreens with $86.42 in real money.
Real money.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shitty beer and a couple candy bars she won't eat.
The cashier, soon but not soon enough, realized that that $100 bill the man paid with was fake. And actually,
was it because Bullwinkle was on it?
Close. Real close. It read, for motion picture use only.
Oh.
In the areas where it should read, United States of America.
Nice. Nice.
Way to go, Walgreens employee.
Maybe that's why my Walgreens guy is such a dick all the time.
Now, Florida deputies say that that, quote, Hollywood money is printed for movies and TV shows.
Okay.
Because they can't use real money on sets.
Right. Now,
oh, really?
Why not?
Because.
Don't know.
Laws are weird. Because America.
Hashtag.
Yep. Right.
Well, aside the fact that, you know, who's going to be responsible for getting all the $8,000 back when the, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now.
They're already over budget by 7 million.
It might be a simple answer like that I just never thought of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You may be interested to know that the Secret Service is the department that investigates this. So Secret Service is investigating the incident and several others around the area involving such Hollywood bills, including one in an AutoZone near the Walgreens that was reported 6 weeks ago. These people have been at it for a while.
Wow.
I know.
Check your hundreds.
A woman also passed a phony 100 at an Old Navy store.
Oh,
so we may be looking
for
lesbians.
That sucks.
Think how much shit she bought, though.
That is some soft-ass cotton.
You cannot prove it was me. It's right here. I'm telling you. This is nice.
Well, she didn't spend that much. She must have got only two pair of cargo shorts because she left with $77 in change.
Oh, nice.
Cargo shorts.
Actually, there could have been a shit ton of clearance.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, she could have gotten some. I could have gotten good deals.
Or like four pair of boxer shorts and a hat.
Absolutely.
That would have been. That would have added up too.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Nope.
So that happened. So if you're in Florida,
I'm derailed.
Check your bills.
Check your bills.
Check your bills.
Check your bills, folks.
Secret Service is coming. Check your bills.
Well,
Marnie, back to you.
Talking about checking your bills.
Marnie, check your bills.
You kind of have to go to Snopes sometimes to find out if something is fucking real. You know,
I Google. Like,
Snopes, all that, right. Like, to find out, you know how Clayton really promotes the before you throw something out there, get your facts straight, ma'am.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Well, my
don't disagree with him.
You know, I did that to Sharon today. She sent me a text asking a question, and I responded with www.google.com. So she responded with a middle finger emoji.
As she should have.
Both
good times were had by all.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, so... A friend of mine sent me
sharks. Two people. I make you laugh.
Sent me a video because we were staying in where were we? In Idaho.
Four Seasons.
Nope.
No difference.
Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail Inn, as one does.
Yeah.
Okay. We got dysentery.
I always get dysentery.
Yeah,
right.
Nope. We got dysentery.
That joke does not get old.
It doesn't get old. But while I was there,
that's how we all died playing the game.
Right.
Yes.
So I get this video from a friend of mine that says, "Is Trumpy Bear is Trumpy Bear a real product?" It was that I had to look that up on Snopes. She sends me the commercial. Says I was watching TV last night. This came on, and so I would like you before I go into Snopes to see. The video that I just sent Clayton, it was troubling to sit through.
Is that your breaking news?
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear sits proudly at the front of the motorcycle for all the world to see and loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the golf course.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America is great, business is great. When business is great, I am great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
I am an Army veteran. I am proud to own the Trumpy Bear, and I will always be proud to be an American.
Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity. Don't miss out on owning a piece of American history. Order now for only two payments of $19.95. Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
Oh, that's 2 minutes I'm never getting back.
No, never. Bye.
So Snopes.
Snopes.
Dear Snopes.
It's true.
But let's think of other activities.
I'm trying to figure out who makes money on this. Wait.
Right.
Because Trumpy Bear, you know, it would make sense for him to be golfing and you know,
I hope it makes money for the ACLU. Like, that's what I'm hoping.
No. Yeah, I agree.
America.
No, go straight to Trump's pocket, I would imagine.
It's it says, a bombastic over-the-top commercial has left some TV viewers and internet users baffled by the authenticity of Trumpy Bear.
You get the certificate.
A 22-inch stuffed animal with a striking resemblance to the 45th guy. The fearless super plush American grizzly is now is how a booming male voice voiceover describes Trumpy Bear. So it goes through what the horrible shit that we just saw. we have received several inquiries.
I found it shitty too, Bob.
The butt, Bob.
Snopes says, we have received several inquiries from readers about whether Trumpy Bear is real or, as one reader described it, just great satire. Because it seems like it would be. Come on.
That's right horrible. Off of SNL.
That's right. SNL.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Trumpy Bear is real. The commercial is real, not a spoof, although some moments appear to have been written with a tongue firmly in cheek. And the bear itself is a real product available for purchase. Exceptional Products, he's bigly. The Texas company that markets Trumpy Bear also uses infomercials and television advertising to promote products like Hairdini, Save a Blade, and Plaque Attack, whatever those things are.
Oh, Hairdini. Hairdini is the paint. I think it's the thing where you spray paint your head.
Well, it makes sense.
It makes real hair.
Clayton does that to his lawn.
That's true.
Anymore. He's got real good grass out there right now. I saw it.
Real green.
Yeah.
Natural.
It's kind of patchy now. He could use a little Hairdini out there in his lawn.
Oddly, the bear cost the $39.90 with the two installments and
plus shipping and handling. Yes, it's $50 for this fucking bear.
Are there tariffs on the bear?
Maybe.
Made in America?
Products about sales of Trumpy Bear.
I wish it was made in China. Oh God, I wish it was made in China.
Yeah, right. But the company declined to provide any details. Because no one's fucking buying it. Nonetheless, we know the people have been buying it. The toy, in particular, as a Christmas present, according to several social media things. According to the U.S. patent that it is, Exceptional Product owns a trademark.
The teddy bear is named after Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe they're trying to start
that's what
that
it says.
Trend.
1902, the teddy bear was born. And
I'm psychic.
Named after
I'm giving you the next
teddy.
Lines of your stories.
When Trump was elected,
you were just around when they named the bear.
That too.
Yeah, isn't that just fucking crazy though? Just fucking crazy.
I would like to see Trumpy Bear feeding people at a homeless shelter.
Right. Throwing.
Well, that's
what Trumpy Bear is throwing.
It would be funny
towels.
If, somebody in the ACLU made it and played the commercial in Texas.
Right.
And they raised millions of dollars for us.
Yeah. Well, and Sarah said, I wanted to buy one for you so you could use it as a voodoo doll. And all I could think was,
don't give them their money.
I want to see Trumpy Bear in a same bear relationship.
Oh, my God.
Trumpy Bear is in an S&M outfit. Nice. He'd be in a harness at Folsom Street.
Questioning Trumpy Bear.
Make America hurt again.
I love it.
Make America take it up the butt again.
Wow, Bob.
Yeah. I think you've gone too far there, Bob.
Yeah.
But anyway, isn't that just something?
So it's a natural segue to the video of a squirrel eating out of a condom.
Oh, 2018.
Totally. Yep. I love it.
Do you have a story you're going to read?
Warning, this video is nuts, which makes sense since it involves a squirrel eating out of an unwrapped condom. That ruins it. Emily Cole, a nanny in Portland, Maine, took the video of the squirrel while visiting Ferry Beach in nearby Scarborough with the kids on Monday. She posted it on Facebook, and it has since started to go viral because of what was in the condom. The squirrel seems to be nibbling on something inside the rubber, but it doesn't seem to be nuts, berries, twigs, or leaves. It looks like a balloon, one of the children can be heard saying. Is there stuff inside of it?
That's terrible.
All right, play the video.
Okay, let's go to this little sucker and see how this is going to turn out. I'm not sure. There's no sound. It's just a nature.
Oh, honey, no.
Put down the condom.
I don't think that's still in the wrapper.
It's not. It said unwrapped in the story you read.
Oh, it did.
Well, there you go.
Is it just eating the lube? Like, what's going on over there?
So
it was thirsty.
Cole could have used the experience for a teachable moment, but ultimately and understandably, she decided to postpone that conversation to another time. I really hope one day when they're older and wise, their parents will tell them what it actually was they were witnessing here, she wrote on her post. I hope the beautiful story of the squirrel and the balloon gets turned into...
Jenny, that's a good one.
Cut to So, like, you know, a month later, kids find dad's condoms. Yeah. Right. Oh, the squirrels eat out of these.
Yeah.
Oh, try to explain that one.
Yeah.
Go ask your mother.
Did you not in here? Good squirrels like that.
It's not okay.
That is not. That super, is not okay.
Is that too far?
No,
this is a lie. Okay. Never too far. Not like it.
Never too far. That's not true.
Also, in a follow up report, as you might expect, I suspect that the people that make money off of Exceptional Products Incorporated are not our kind of people. I found the president of their company, Stephanie Stewart, on the Facebooks.
Stephanie Stewart is the president?
Yes.
She's a cunt.
Agreed.
I say.
Agreed.
Stephanie Stewart?
Your average run-of-the-mill, pro-gun, anti-people, racist, white woman cunt. From
Texas.
Oh, sure.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I need to... Wait. Yeah. Look at
that fucking shit.
So now, wait. Yeah. Stephanie who?
Stewart.
Stephanie punch her in the face.
Stewart.
Stewart.
Google her up. Stephanie Stewart, Exceptional Products, and you'll find her. I found her LinkedIn. I found her Facebook.
And terrorize that bitch.
I'm not gonna.
No.
Feels
but
beneath me.
That's okay.
Does it?
Yeah. It doesn't. I don't think so.
Is it?
I'm just kidding.
My goddamn, what's over here?
Ooh, a raisin.
All right, in our final little headline story.
Said the squirrel.
I hope that was
I don't know what to do with that.
Moose and squirrel.
A Rhode Island mayor says that he's not bothered by an unflattering public mural of him wearing a crown and sitting on a toilet that stems from a long simmering dispute over a building he has called unsafe. North Providence Mayor Charles Lombardi has been involved in a dispute with the building owner, Anthony Farina, over the building, described by the mayor as a health hazard. Lombardi tells WPRI-TV the painting doesn't bother him, but Farina should question how he's representing himself to the community. Mural artist Paul Morse says that he has nothing against the mayor, but was hired specifically to paint him on a toilet and wearing a crown. Farina has not yet responded to a request seeking comment. Cut to mural of mayor on toilet.
Oh my God. Beautifully realized.
Painted on the building. Yeah. And I'm wondering, is he flashing a gang sign down there on, you know, got his phone
baseball. He's dropping a deuce.
Baseball. No, he's calling for a slider. He's calling for a curveball. curveball, slider, fastball. That's what that says right there.
Fuck him up.
I watched a lot of baseball when I was a kid.
Oh, geez.
That's true. Nice. We're getting drunk.
I mean,
slider.
It's true.
Not on that beer.
Drinking all that.
Yeah, not on that shitty beer. No kidding.
Just burping and farping my beer out sober through Utah.
That's true.
Gassy and sober in Utah. Caller, are you there?
Utah, you're there. Utah.
Nope.
No.
Are you there?
God, no.
Do we have another segment?
We do. It's coming up.
What is it?
Well, what's it called?
Well. You know what?
It's a surprise.
I'm doing as much as I can over here to try to get this to all work.
Yeah, look at all the good you do.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So we'll
click
do it.
Click here and push there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah. We'll start with this.
Entertainment!
I really hope you did that. Fills up. So we have movies. We have another obsession of mine. An answer about a reviewed or canceled. And I think that's really about it. Not a lot. But I have... Let's see if it loaded up. Oh! Sharp objects.
Sharp objects, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there's two different books I could have found. Sorry, that was a blockbuster.
All right, we're going to be right back. It's Al in Entertainment next on Q-Talk America.
Is it done? Did I do it? Did I win?
You did it! You're done! You won!
I won!
You won!
You're listening to Q Talk America.